وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program for humanity. For a number of episodes now, we have been discussing the concept of taqwa, and we said taqwa is a moral term, meaning keeping away from sin and being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sense that one is God wary of it. So we looked at number of verses in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about taqwa. And we explained how taqwa is important in our life. And we said that taqwa plays a big role in trying to achieve peace, harmony, unity in society. Now, we want to see what do we need to do to acquire taqwa. The first thing a person needs to acquire taqwa and be a muttaqi, which is the foundation, is basically to have faith, to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to be able to believe in the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who brought us the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if the person himself does not have faith in Allah and does not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then taqwa wouldn't be there for him, because taqwa, it requires Allah in the system. Then a person becomes what? Becomes aware of Him. So we need to have that. So the Quran considers that the faith is one of the most important things that a man can do. So Allah says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, constantly, those who believe and those who work and act. So faith itself leads to action. Another element of taqwa, or requirement of taqwa, is forgiveness of sin, surviving hellfire. Fear and stress are among the fruits of being God wary and being God conscious, being a muttaqi. These are the fruits of it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He comes to the muttaqeen, He forgives their sins. He will save them from hellfire. And whatever distress that they might face, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect them. And you can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran in many times. He says, Allah will do this except for the muttaqeen. Allah will do that except for the muttaqeen. Allah will do this except for the muttaqeen. So there are a number of groups of people are excluded from hellfire and saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they are in the right mindset to achieving taqwa. And as they become muttaqeen, then they get saved. Otherwise, a person would do and would go on the wrong side of the road. So self-assessment is among other attributes of the God worry, which has been emphasized in the Quran itself. So we will continue looking at this, but for now, let's take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. We are new. You are listening to the program for humanity. Now, so we are looking at taqwa and how one can achieve taqwa. There is one beautiful sermon in the book Nahjul Balagha, Peak of Eloquence, where it is called the Sermon of Muttaqin. You can get that from any online website or from any Google search. So the Sermon of Al-Muttaqin in Nahjul Balagha, Amir al-Mu'minin Salamullah alayhi explicitly and beautifully explains the conditions in terms of Muttaqin and who are the Muttaqin. So in this verse, the Imam Salamullah alayhi gives a comprehensive and accuracy of religions and moral traits of the God-worry. Hammam asked him to describe the God-worry for him. And then the Imam Salamullah alayhi described the qualities of God-worthiness. So Hammam, I don't know what came to him, but he said to him, explain to me al-muttaqin. So the Imam says to him, you cannot comprehend it, let it go. It's not for you. This information is not for you. But Hammam, being Hammam, he refused. He said, no, now you got it. You have to tell me. Now I'm just intrigued. So he kind of pushes himself on the Imam. And the Imam says to him, okay, if you insist on knowing who the Muttaqin are, the Muttaqin are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, which they're all in his vicinity. And then the Imam, Salamullah alayhi, begins explaining to him the attributes of Muttaqin, and he goes through them one by one. When Hammam heard the attributes of Muttaqin and who they are, clearly he could not comprehend what he has just heard from Amir al-Mu'mineen. So in some of the narrations it said that when Hammam listened to him, to the Imam describing the three or the traits of Muttaqin, Hammam just fell unconscious. And some narration said he passed away. And the Imam says, well, we told him not to, but he insisted. So you can see that when it comes to taqwa and Muttaqin, it is actually more than a word that we throw around. So if we want to have a better place, live in a better place, and make this world a more happier place, make this world a more easier place to live in for myself and for other people, maintain the rights of other people, and especially when it comes to those who live with us, when it comes to our families, when it comes to our children, when it comes to our neighbors, we need to be extremely God-wary and conscious, because sometimes we take these people for granted and then we misuse them and we harm them. And by misusing and harming people, then obviously I am not observing the human rights issue here. So whether it is my son or my daughter or my spouse or my neighbor, they're human beings at the end of the day. They have rights that I need to maintain. So we will do, inshallah, more thorough looking into the taqwa in the Quran and how we can apply it to today's world. And we will discuss it in other episodes, inshallah. So until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي